field with a team, and I love the operational side of working in remote environments like this. Over. I feel an incredible connection with everyone across the globe. It's so amazing to see it from this high up. You can see across multiple countries in one view. It's so humbling. Over. Sometimes it's really challenging. I really want to be able to go outside or go for a walk, but I am lucky because I can stay in touch with family and friends, and we have a really amazing view out the window. Over. This is actually my first spaceflight, so I haven't had to feel that yet, but from what I've seen, it can be really challenging on the body as you readapt to being heavy in a 1G environment, but I look forward to rehabilitation. Over. Well, it's different for everyone. For me, I really rely on taking a little time to relax and making sure that I call my family and friends if I'm feeling stressed. Over. Oh, that's a great question. We do grow plants here, including vegetables that we can eat. And plants, even though they don't have to feel an up or down here on the International Space Station, they do still grow towards the light. And so that's how we grow plants. Over. Oh, I will miss this crew that I get to work with. We're like family and friends here. And I will also really miss getting to look out the window and seeing Earth. Over. It's actually really comfortable. For me, it kind of feels like floating in the ocean or floating in a bathtub. It's really peaceful. Over. We use Greenwich Mean Time, which is a really nice compromise because we have mission control centers all across the Earth, from the United States to Europe and even in Japan. Over. For me, I really love photography, especially taking pictures of Earth and nighttime time lapses. Over. I really love any of the maintenance and repair activities that we get to do. Space Station has been here for 25 years, and so some things break or you have to do preventative maintenance. And I also love the scientific research that we get to do, especially research on the human body that will help not only astronauts, but people on Earth. Over. Oh gosh, I have had so many funny moments where I am still getting used to all day, every day. And sometimes you bump into stuff or a handrail that you thought was there suddenly has moved and you turn into a kid again. Over. We get a lot of training with our crewmates. We practice for all of the things that could possibly happen on a space flight, and hopefully we never need to use that training, but it makes us really ready and really confident if we ever do. Over. Every day is different, but it includes research and maintenance and a lot of exercise every day. Over. We do. We get a small amount of personal cargo, and so for me, I've brought some jewelry from family and a lot of photos, especially to remember home. Over. I think it's exciting for you being students because the job that you want might not exist yet, and so don't be afraid to invent the career that you are interested in, and always be part of a team. Over. It's amazing to me how plastic and able to change the human brain is, and so living and working in space already feels really normal for me, and I think that's incredible. Over. Great question. I don't know yet, but I'm sure it will play an important role. We already use automation in our spacecraft and a lot of our systems, and that really helps with giving us more time to work on other things. Over. I think it's even better than my dreams, if anything, because it's actually real, but there's just no way to really imagine what it's like to look at Earth from space. Over. Absolutely. It's a really great research facility up here, and we do a lot of medical research and also materials science development. This is really helpful for understanding not only how crystals grow, but for developing new medications. Over. Always pursue what makes you really curious, and that way, no matter what path you wind on, you will find fulfillment. For astronauts that I work with, being members of a team is most important. I think that's the most important technical skill you'll have. And just keep pursuing your dreams. You'll make it. Over. Thank you for the great questions. It's been wonderful having you aboard the International Space Station. Congratulations on making contact. Thank you, and we're signing off from the International Space Station.